JW Mobile.
It's Gex. Good morning, Dave.
How's your day going so far?
So far, so good, but it's still early. You?
Yeah, I'm just headed up to the transfer station. Boy, that sky's pretty. A lot of blue, a lot of dark, a lot of light, a lot of sun, some pink. It's got all kind of colors in it. It's beautiful over here in Greer.
I'm here on 25. I'm coming down into TR right now.
He's on the way down the mountain this morning.
And I want to keep it that way.
You've had a few days to evaluate the new antenna in the black hole. What are your thoughts?
A bit, but still, I got a big gap there that I just can't talk to the repeater.
With that hut that Johnny found, fill in that gap.
So, that would probably help a whole lot, depending on the exact location. I'm not exact where it's at.
So you could get, I mean, that's not in your backyard, and that'd make it so when you were at home, you could get in on a milliwatt.
I think it is, yeah, it'd be real, real good for me.
In last night's meeting, that might be something we overlooked. The meeting kind of went long, and I think everybody was ready to go. So we didn't get around to everything, but he'll bring it back up, I'm sure.
Didn't make it last night. I had to go down to another distributor's and pick up my Pelican order. So was late last night when I got in.
Pelican carrying case.
Became a Pelican dealer, he and I did, so that we could get that stuff on a little better price.
I like those Pelican cases. I've got several. From the little small ones, I keep a keyer in, a CW keyer, so it's protected, to a large one that has a repeater, the prototype repeater in it.
All they make out of that, there's coolers, all different size cases, I mean everything.
It's really tough. I use it for batteries, too, for airplane, because you put a lot of batteries in them, and they won't just pop open and let the batteries fall out and get all skin up if you were to drop it. And they got a lot of foam padding in them, so they're ideal, but they're not cheap.
They're not, but like I said, become a dealer, so I got a little better price on them.
Some mechanics are using those any? They got any use for them?
Panic field, but there's lots of uses at home for them. Just like you're doing. They're keeping guns in them, valuables, that kind of stuff. And then the coolers, the guys really like the coolers. They're cheaper than the Yeti, but do just as good a job.
We're making coolers now. I'm going to have to go look at those. I have to, during the summer months, during the winter not so bad, but during the summer months, you got to keep some cool liquid out of the airfield. Because it gets dehydrated in no time and under the sun. And there's no shade at this airfield we're going at.
There's not at an airfield because they want it to be very open.
They had a couple of, about three of those shelters that look like people buy them. They put it over their car in the driveway so the car doesn't get sunshine baking on it. They had like three of those lined up, and they had ice water fans inside of them because they had electricity at the field. And it, believe it or not, when it was like close to 100 outside, it kept it probably 10 degrees cooler inside those sheds, maybe even more.
Much to make a big difference when it's that hot, that's for sure.
Other stations where they have this spout of water that sprays a mist into the air, and then there's a fan that kind of blows it. I thought about taking one of those out of the airfield. Because that'll cool you down. You know, water evaporating off your skin, that'll cool you down in a hurry.
But what about the electronics? Does that not mess with them?
You're holding your transmitter in your hand when you're... That'd be after the flight or getting ready for the flight and then dry your hands off before you pick up the transmitter. You don't want water on the transmitter at all.
So, but you could use a swamp cooler where the water runs down filters in the back of it, and then the fan just blows across it. It doesn't blow the moisture out, but you get the evaporating effect of the water cooling So that might be a better option for you.
The one that you like, I think my wife had something like that one time that you strapped to your head or something like that. Is that what you're talking about?
No, they make huge ones. A lot of the shops around here got them in them where they're blowing cool air. And all it is just water running over these. Basically, they're cardboard tubes, but they're not tubes. They're in the corrugating cardboard that would be in there between the two layers. That way, you get water running down it, and you get air blowing through it like a radiator.
Talking about, those are like evaporating cooling, like they used to cool big warehouses. The water evaporating cools the metal, and then the air blows over the metal, and that cools everything down.
A lot of these are plastic, and they have tanks on them with little pumps in them, and you just plug them in, and they run no matter where they're at. You don't have to have water there at the site the whole time.
Well, that's something new I've never heard of before. That sounds really good. But would you have to have a box in place that it can extract the heat from one location and retain your cold air?
Give you a cool breeze. Look them up. I'm trying to remember the name of them right now, the ones we sell. I can't remember. They'll come to me in a minute, maybe.
And then over here at the transfer station, I got to get out and unload and get back in, so maybe I'll catch you. If you're still around, I'm still on the air when I get out, I'll catch you when I come out the other side. KO4HKX, W4DJW.
I should still be here for a little while, Dave, from KO4HKX. I'll be on the side.
KW Mobile.
KX, hey again, Dave.
You go early. You just pull up there, unload, and go to the cardboard and unload and head out. Makes it really easy. I'm going to try Tom's trick over here. Get back onto 101. Turn them before I get to the stop sign. Because there's a four-way stop just up the road from that. They just keep on feeding cars one at a time and spacing them out. So you have to wait for a long time to be able to pull out into the road. I think he had a good idea. Trying it out this morning.
Yeah, I heard him telling you about that the other day. That did sound like a pretty good idea. But you're out early this morning.
Amy's car service, we're going to take her car down to Florida. So I have an appointment there at 9. So, hey, that worked like a champ. There's like four or five cars lined up that I saw when I made my turn. They're still lined up. They're still sitting there. And I just went by all of them. But I got to get Amy's car service before we head down to Fort Myers.
Down there?
Amy's taking vacation days from work, and for me, every day is a vacation day. But my father-in-law's not doing well, and it might be the last time we get to spend some time with him. So everybody else went during the holidays. We were going to go, but it was just too crowded. Their place down there isn't that big. You can't have that many people in it. So we waited till it thinned out and kind of spaced it out for them because they can't handle too much company at once.
Say that's probably a good plan. That way not everybody's jammed in there at one time, and you actually get to spend some quality time with them that way too.
And kids and grandkids and great-grandkids. So there's a lot of filtering to go through there too, and everybody wants to get spend time with him because he was a really likable guy.
Grandfather, he doesn't live far from me, and I'm the oldest grandchild, and there is a pile of us younger than I am, and great-grandkids, and getting ready to start on the great-great-grandkids.
Great-great, he's and almost had a great-great-great, but she had a miscarriage, so that didn't happen. But she's pregnant again already, so it won't be 9 months. If everything goes well this time, it'll be great-great-great if he lives that long.
Get around to see that. I know that would mean a lot to everybody.
So what's the plans for today? When do you, it's not a Greer day, is it?
It's Harrydale today.
The Greer's tomorrow?
Tomorrow afternoon.
Way down there to Florida that time tomorrow. Anyway, everything going all right with your radios and stuff? Have you tried out your 7100?
You've actually talked to me on it, I believe.
Okay. Have you tried it out on HF?
I haven't made any contacts on it, but I did hook it up and was scanning through. I'm redoing my whole setup right now, so it's a mess.
I understand that. I've got to redo my vertical antenna. It's been up for 18 years. I didn't think I'd been in the hobby that long. It's been up for 18 years, and it finally went bad. And I dread it because it's 30 feet off the ground. The base of it's 30 feet off the ground. And getting to it is not really easy.
I imagine not. And if it's been up for 18 years, you've aged a few of those, I'm sure.
It's worth out of it. I mean, you know, I don't know if I did the math, it'd probably be less than an eighth of a penny a day or something like that, a sixteenth of a penny a day.
Yeah, your money's worth out of that. So is it up on top of the house or something?
10-foot steel pipes and standoff. I made standoffs with pipes where you have that flush plate and then a little 6-inch piece screws into it. And then you have a T-section that's bigger than the pipe that's going through it, and it keeps it from moving around. And I did that at two different angles, one facing west and one facing south, so that it can't, so it's mounted up to the ground and to the fireplace and to the house at three different locations. So it can't move around, and it's three steel sections of steel pipe, so it's not going anywhere. But That makes a total of 30 feet up to the base of the antenna, and that's on the, so we live kind of on a hill, and that's at the top of the second story. That's like, that would be like the floor of the third story that's up, so it's way up there. You got to have a ladder that goes beyond 30 feet to reach it, or you got to climb on the roof, which has a really steep angle and is really high, so consequences of falling off of it are death. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, I'm picturing that in my mind. That doesn't sound like fun at all. But if you need some help, I'll be glad to do what I can.
I'm thinking about getting a bucket truck and doing that. The way Steve and Phil were doing. Remember when they were? I think between Steve, Phil, and Bob. I think they, between the three of them. ND7J, Bob, and Phil, and Steve, I think they rented a bucket truck and just moved it from one person. They asked me if I wanted to be included in that, but my antenna was good at that time. But I think that would be a whole lot safer.
I'll go with that idea myself, and yeah, I remember that. I haven't heard Phil on here lately. Is he okay?
I talked to him. He told me why we hadn't heard him for a while, and I don't think that's changed. I think that's, I think he's okay. I think there's just other things going on.
Well, last time I talked to him, he was wanting to get together for lunch, and then I haven't heard from him since, so I just wanted to make sure.
When he's in here. Anyway, I'm back at the house, so I'm going to get ready for my next trip out, take her car over to get it serviced. Anyway, good talking to you this morning. Be safe out there. Patrick, KO4HKX, W4DJW.
7-3 is Dave. It was a pleasure talking to you this morning. And KO4HKX, and I'll be on the side.